Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are both campaigning in northern Minnesota today. NPR's Amy Held reports their visits coincide with the first day of early voting in the key state.
Trump is set to hold an airport rally tonight in Bemidji, Minnesota, a state he narrowly lost to Hillary Clinton in 2016. He's seeking to reverse the state's near five-decade run of voting Democratic in presidential elections. Trump has promoted his tariffs on Chinese steel as a boost for local mining. Biden this week released a statement touting organized labor, as well as the importance of Minnesota's Iron Range in American manufacturing. Today, he's touring a union training center in Duluth.
NPR's Amy Held reporting. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says legislation addressing concerns about the record-breaking wildfire and hurricane seasons will be introduced next week. During her weekly briefing today, Pelosi said some of the energy package is in response to the hundreds of wildfires burning along the West Coast.
Millions of acres are 20 times the amount this time last year. The wildfire haze is now, even you saw some of it reaching Washington, D.C. Of course, it has covered the country. America can no longer afford to deny the connection between the climate crisis and the wildfires.
The legislation comes as more than two dozen major wildfires continue to burn across Pelosi's home state of California. The state has confirmed at least 26 deaths from the fires. A military spokesperson has confirmed to NPR that the morning of June 1st, a top military police officer was looking for a kind of military heat ray that might be deployed against demonstrators in Washington, D.C. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
NPR has obtained written testimony from Major Adam DeMarco of the D.C. National Guard to the House Natural Resources Committee. And in it, he said he was copied on an email from the Provost Marshal of the Joint Forces Headquarters in D.C., asking for the availability of two things, a long-range acoustic device called an LRAD and the Active Denial System, or ADS. The ADS is known as a heat ray, because it uses millimeter wave technology to heat the skin of people targeted by its invisible ray. A military spokesperson confirmed to NPR that the email did go out, but added that the inquiry was part of regular military planning. DeMarco told the committee that he told Joint Forces Command headquarters that the D.C. National Guard didn't have either device. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 339 points. This is NPR. The Commerce Department says it will block all U.S. downloads of the Chinese-owned app TikTok, as well as transactions on WeChat starting on Sunday. The Trump administration has accused China of using the apps to threaten U.S. national security and foreign policy. American novelist Winston Groom has died. He's best known for writing Forrest Gump, which was the basis of the hit 1994 Oscar-winning movie starring Tom Hanks. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports Groom died this week at his home in Alabama at the age of 77.
Run, Forrest, run!
Forrest Gump, the book, didn't become a hit until the movie became a cultural sensation.
From that day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running.
Winston Groom spent a year in the army in Vietnam before becoming a reporter, then eventually a novelist. He told NPR in 2016 that after the commercial success of Forrest Gump, he had trouble finding inspiration for more fiction.
I think that every novelist of the kind of novels that I write has in them maybe one really good book.
So Groom spent over a decade writing nonfiction histories of generals and wars and Alabama football before returning to fiction one last time. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Hurricane Teddy is gaining strength as it makes its way toward Bermuda. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 4 storm is packing winds of 130 miles per hour as it turns in the Atlantic. Forecasters say the storm is not expected to make landfall in the U.S. This is NPR.